Okay, so I keep getting asked, Stephanie, how do you use all this subconscious reprogramming stuff on your business? Because it feels like a huge, giant chore lately, and I could use a little magic, please. Let me show you. I have not run a free intensive in nearly a year, but it's happening now. You'll get full live access to me in my upcoming 3-day free training, Altar of Trust. This is your time to trust yourself like never before. 3 days live with me, hot seat coaching, subconscious reprogramming, the works. Make sure you register now at truthvibration.com/altar. Because spots are limited and this will fill up. Can't wait to meet you. Welcome. This is the Truth Vibration Podcast. I am Stephanie Carlin. Today, let's talk about relationships and who we are in them and who we choose to be in them. You know, toxic relationships are something you outgrow, but you don't normally outgrow them by choice, because words and advice, it does not teach. You and I know that. Only life experience teaches. So the words and the advice can be great information that we can store away in our brain, but only life truly teaches us. And so you outgrow a toxic relationship by being in them. The universe will create a crisis in order to learn these lessons, and it will create as many as it takes. Working this out in my own relationships has held up a mirror to every nook and cranny in which I've needed to grow into being my own woman. And I see now that the only point of a modern relationship for me is to have fun, practice love, and learn my lessons. It is not to complete each other, to fix each other. And as I get clearer and clearer on the kinds of partnership that work for me, I have made some relationship vows, and I want to share them here. I want to invite you to memorize them, steal them, augment them, adjust them, take them on for yourself in whatever way works for you. I've swiped much of this from Abraham Hicks and taken it for myself from one of her brilliant rampages of appreciation, and I had to speak this to myself every day at first to understand how to align myself to love in a relationship instead of to my addiction to rejection. That was the dominant vibration. So I'm going to speak it here. I encourage you to memorize it. I will have this as a download below this video in the show notes so that you can print it out. It's also one of the many things we do inside of Truth Mastery is memorize these rampages of appreciation, memorize the language and the wording of what it takes to speak a new existence, to speak a new frequency, to then speak it so much that you then begin to live on that frequency. Just today in our Slack channel, one of our participants said that they were practicing the many rampages of appreciation that we have in Truth Mastery. And she said, I am now just realizing how I have kept up a lot of dead relationships and storing so much resentment when they couldn't meet my needs, but I never really communicated it, or when I did, I was shut down. So I'm having this moment of revisiting my whole life. Well, I know one thing. My whole life would have been different if I knew this information 10 years ago. So I want to share these relationship vows now. And then when I complete them, I'm going to walk you up into Theta and give you some downloads around love. Your love is steady and unconditional. So before we begin, let me preface by saying this. In my relationships, I'm not looking for promises. No one can keep any of them anyway. I'm looking for the kind of compatibility where I will not lose myself in the relationship. I'm reaching for the freedom to continue to choose. The relationship I've been looking for kind of undermines that, because it had said, I'm going to get so hooked on you that then I won't have the freedom to not be hooked on you if I should choose to be. So it's a freedom thing and it's a control thing. I finally understand that the only thing I can control in my relationship is with who I am. And that's what I'm now reaching for all the time. So here are my new relationship vows. So far, I like you. Let's see how it goes. Let's just see how it goes, okay? I'm gonna do my best to stay true to who I am, to stay in alignment with who I am, which means that this relationship has a pretty powerful probability of not only surviving, but thriving, because I'm gonna do everything that I can to be in alignment. This means I'm gonna look for the best in you and in everybody. And I'm gonna hardly ever talk about things I don't want or things I don't like. I'm gonna keep myself so tuned in that I have my own intuitive power flowing through me as much as I can. This means my capacity to love is gonna be more than almost anybody you know, because it's gonna be steady and it's gonna be consistent. And my capacity to love you is not gonna be contingent upon anything that you do. I'm leaving you out of that part of the equation. I'm taking full responsibility for how I feel. And I'm gonna keep practicing it. I've been practicing it for a while now, and I'd like to practice it for a while with you. But I can't make any guarantees, because I want to be in alignment. I just want to be in alignment. I want to know that I can be in alignment without holding someone else hostage to standing on their head in lots of different ways in order to keep me in alignment. So what I'm saying to you, potential lover of my life, is that there are no deal breakers. There are no deal breakers. There is nothing, there is nothing, there is nothing that you could ask of me that would break this deal. Because my relationship with you is not about that. My relationship with you is about my relationship with Source. And you're really sexy. You're really brilliant. You're so tuned in. So let's just have fun with this. I want you to practice speaking this. I want you to get the download in the show notes of this rampage. I want you to sit with this twice a day, and I want you to notice how you feel, because as you speak this, you should actually drop into theta. How do you know you've dropped into theta? It's that feeling of unconditional love. It's the God energy. I'm bringing you into theta with the words you're speaking. This is your assignment. And I need you to give me your thoughts when you've done this. I need you to DM me on Instagram, write me an email, steph@stephaniecarlin.com, leave a review on this podcast, whatever way you need to get to me to tell me if this resonates with you. Because a lot of you are listening to this podcast. A lot of you are practicing being more loving. But you know what? We cannot just sit in meditation. We have to learn the language and the communication to live, breathe, walk, talk truth in the matrix, in our daily lives, with the things we care about. And I want to bring more of that to you if this is resonant with you. And the only way I'll know is if you tell me. So to complete this session, let's jump up into theta in 4 minutes and just bring in some unconditional love downloads, because I know that's why you're here today. Are you ready? Take a deep breath in. Imagine energy pooling at the soles of your feet. It has a color. You see the color. Take a deep breath in. This energy rushes up your ankles, swirling around your calves, wrapping around the knees, rushing up the thighs, coming up the hips. This energy floods your belly. Your belly relaxes. Take a deep breath in. This energy rushes into your heart. You feel your heart begin to smile. You're reminded to do work from your heart and ask from your heart, receive from your heart. Take a deep breath in. Your fingertips relax. Your forearms relax. Your elbows relax. Your shoulders rest. This energy moves into your throat. Take a deep breath in. Your ability to speak truth is activated, and your jaw begins to relax. Take a deep breath in. This energy moves into the third eye, clearing any veils on the third eye. Take a deep breath in. This energy forms a beautiful ball of light above your crown. See yourself inside this ball of light. Begin to go up. Take a deep breath in. You move quickly now above the trees, up above the clouds, pushing up through the atmosphere, up into the galaxy, up into the unknown. Take a deep breath in. And you go up and up through bright lights and dark lights. Up and up past shades of pink and shades of blue. Up and up through the luminescent golden orb of the fifth plane. You feel your angels and guides rush in and hold you and lift you up and up and up. You go through the jelly-like substance and you totally relax. As you lift up, immediately you see a sparkling, pearlescent, white light. Go through it. And as you do, you merge with the pure energy of all that is. All you have to do is say yes. Hold the person you love in your mind's eye. Would you like to know what it feels like through the Creator's highest perspective and definition and truth? and what it feels like to be impervious to this person's fear. Yes. Clearing any hooks, cords, and bonds between you and this person that no longer serve you. Is that okay? Yes. Giving you Creator's highest perspective, understanding, and definition on what it feels like to discern where their aura ends and yours begins, yes. Would you like to know what it feels like to live without the fear of letting this person know you? Yes. What it feels like to live without the fear of letting this person love you? Yes. And would you like to know what it feels like to live without the fear of sharing your whole being with this person? Yes. And that your relationship is beautiful, yes? Would you like to know what it feels like to love intimacy and to feel safe in intimacy, yes? And how to love yourself, and that you do, yes? And that you can have a relationship without replaying past relationships, yes? Lift up and up and up and send the thought to the light. Creator, show me what I need to know about being my most loving self. Show me now. When you're ready, thank the Creator. Come down through the layers and layers of light, down into this galaxy, down into this atmosphere, down into the building you're in, down into the room you're in, and watch that white light rinse over you, clearing any residual hooks, cords, attachments, bonds that no longer serve you. Watch this light pool and collect at the soles of your feet. Knowing you remain protected in it for the rest of the day, gently bring it up to the crown of your head. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Enjoy your day. If you've been loving the affirmations that I shared in today's episode, I have something special for you. I'm offering free downloadable PDFs of all the affirmations from each podcast episode so you can keep them with you wherever you go. And they're really beautifully designed. So just head over to my website to grab yours. Just head over to stephaniecarlin.com/PDF and you can grab yours instantly, like right now. Download them, print them, start reprogramming your mind with every single word. Reinforce it in the conscious realm with your lips. You will be amazed at how simple and powerful and life-changing these affirmations can be when you speak them every day. So go get yours now.